In matters of politics and the pseudo-daily life of the Parisian, La Guerbe wouldn't have been a newspaper Leela would pick up. Its editors were defiant in leaving out mention of the real happenings across Paris, anything that was not pro-Nazi in influence, such as the bustle on the street in the days prior when it was rumored thousands of foreign Jews were rounded up by Vichy police and forced to register for transport. Goodness knew why, or to where. The streets were rumbling over it all. But who would have known by reading La Guerbe's latest edition? Leela had tucked it under her arm as she exited the elevator at the Ritz, open to a prominent article noting the recent visits to Paris of high-ranking Nazi officials, such as Reichsmarschall Hermann Wilhelm Göring, fetting with Amelie's Baron Kurt von Baer and young French society women showing off their exclusive French couture designs. One note in particular was a House of Leela de Laurent design, the reason she'd been dismissed from her employ at Nina Ricci just that afternoon. Leela knocked on the suite door, only to find it opened by an SS officer coming out as she was going in. Oh, this must be him? But Leela thought better almost immediately. This officer was younger, only 30 maybe, haughty too, with impeccable grooming, a tight crop of blonde hair, and not a whisker of shadow could be seen upon his jaw. And when his sharp green eyes met hers, they made no effort to hide how he surveyed her black suit and matching tam tipped low over her brow, his gaze boring through her as she stood in the hall. Je peux vous aider? No greeting, just a barked question of whether he could help her with something, which didn't seem a warm invitation from a Nazi officer staring her down. Excusez-moi, I am the dressmaker here for an appointment with Mademoiselle Olivier. Stop pestering her, Captain! Amelie's voice floated from inside, retaining a note of obstinacy directed at the officer blocking the doorway. She is not a spy. She is my dearest friend since we were girls in knee socks. And before you ask, there are no identification papers she must present to you for that. I will vouch for her. Come, come in, Leela. Step around the gate squad. Amelie ignored the officer and waved her to come past him.